me, and I hope all your trails are happy.
Until we meet again.
We put the wraps in our morning session and make way for the news and our morning show get-together on WRCO-FM Richland Center. The news update at 9 is next. It is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. It's 35 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden forgiving another round of student loan debt for tens of thousands of Americans. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has details.
Starting this morning, 153,000 borrowers will be receiving an email from President Biden telling them their debts have been forgiven, wiping clean a total of $1.2 billion in loans. With this latest round, the Biden administration has now approved almost $138 billion in debt relief for 3.9 million people.
And to qualify, you have to be enrolled in the president's repayment plan, have a low original balance, and have been making payments for at least a decade. A ballerina with dual Russian-U.S. citizenship has been arrested in Russia, the latest in a string of Americans detained, including Evan Gershkovich and Paul Whelan. Sena Karolina made a $50 donation to Ukraine and is now charged with treason. Overnight, prosecutors saying the FBI informant charged with lying about Hunter and Joe Biden has ties to Russian intelligence. This is ABC News. Police in India firing tear gas at thousands of farmers on a protest march to New Delhi. The farmers are demanding guaranteed prices for their crops. Gas prices on the rise in the U.S.
It's a rise that analysts had warned would be coming, and it's not done yet. This is a time of the year demand for gas rises. A switch to more expensive summer blends begins. But add to that, an Indiana refinery was down for 2 weeks, and attacks on oil tankers in the Red Sea have all caused prices to go up. The Energy Department reporting in the past week the price of regular unleaded has risen 8 cents a gallon to an average of $3.27, and the analysts say this is only the beginning of the increases to come. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And a new mission for the Coast Guard near Seattle, trying to make Puget Sound safer for whales. A new pilot program has been launched to alert commercial ships in the area about whale sightings. The hope is that when a ship captain gets the alert, it'll slow down or give the whales a wider berth. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. This year, we have an extra day in February. So we at Pamela's will have a one-day sale and feature 29% off on anything in the store for sale. And grab a treat on my birthday, March 1st, and celebrate with me at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink. The Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469. Today's forecast calls for a high of 56. Tonight, variable clouds and a low of 32. 57 Thursday and Friday, a high of just 37 degrees. Right now with sunshine, it's a very nice 36 degrees.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. I'm Phil Nee, and it's great to be in the studio with members of the FFA, the officers team from Weston Schools, and their advisor. We have in studio Brianna Clark, John Meyer, Kylie Jensen, Aiden Durst, and Sophie Perkins, and their advisor, Sadie Bailey. And we say good morning to Sadie.
Good morning, Phil. Thank you for having us.
Wonderful to have you here. Did you come here as an FFA student and do interviews?
I did, yes. I came here as a senior in high school myself, so it's been a while, but I was here last fall as well talking about some of the things we have going on at Weston.
I know you were here with Mr. Siftestad, and you were talking about some of the things, the projects you were hoping to incorporate this year, and how's it gone for you?
Yes, it's gone great. It's gone great so far, and excited to see what the rest of the year has for us.
This is certainly a special week for all FFAs, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So this is the National FFA Week. At Weston, we have lots of different activities planned every day of the week. We've stayed busy and we've had fun so far.
Mm-hmm. Every day is a, we'll talk to the students about that a little bit, but did you get a chance, have you done some field trips or anything like that this week?
We haven't done field trips, but today is drive your tractor to school. There's some tractors in the parking lot if you take a trip past the school. Tomorrow we're having a petting zoo, we're having FFA Olympics on Friday, lots of different activities.
Did you drive a tractor to school today? Or
I did not.
No.
I didn't. I told my students I have just under an hour commute to school, so I probably would have had to leave last night if I wanted to make it on time.
Yeah, I would guess.
Yes.
So you have some awesome things to talk about, and you know, I know the sheep project has gone really well. You're proud of that, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. So Brianna is one of the students that is very involved in that project, so she can tell us all about what's going on with that today.
Was it true? Did you have to get a milk hauler's license? Did I hear that right?
I'm actually in the process, so okay. Hopefully next week I will be taking the test, and hopefully I pass.
Which just blows my mind, because you had to get one even though you're not driving a milk truck, right?
Right, yes. So it sounds like there's a wagon that has been used in the past, so sounds like there still needs to be some licensure to haul the wagon.
Oh, I see. So you need to bring it across the, what is it, just a little bit of from one building to the next?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. So you never knew probably when you went to school that you might be involved in something like that.
Did not. I had no idea the caller's license.
Do you remember when you were in school at National FFA Week and some things that you did?
I do, yeah. We had lots of different activities. At Riverdale, I attended school there throughout high school. Carrying on some of those activities now at Weston. So kind of fun to look back on things and carry some of those traditions on.
Some of the students were here yesterday from River Valley, and Riverdale will be here tomorrow, but some of them went to Madison on Monday as well.
Okay, yes. Yeah, we did not go on Monday, but we did have our officers well, and they handed out some cowtails to the students to get everybody excited for FFA Week.
Cowtails.
Cowtails. So the little candies, they're caramel flavored.
I know it wasn't a real cow tail.
No, not real cow tails.
But some candies.
Some candies, yes.
Some nice little treats.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's move on and talk to some of the officers here. Brianna Clark, if you want to pull that microphone just a little bit closer to you there. And you are the secretary. Tell me about your duties as an officer.
So as a secretary, I mainly take notes during meetings so that they are organized and we can easily go back to them if needed on our next meetings. So like, for example, during our meetings for FFA week, I would help write down stuff like our activities Friday or like any ideas anybody would bring up during a meeting, like dress up days or any activities we would plan on doing during the week.
What are you going to do at your assembly? What are you planning on Friday?
So some of the games include like egg toss. I believe we're going to do, what was it, Hungry Hungry Cows or something like that?
Yes.
I don't remember all the games that we plan on doing, but we do plan on having quite a bit of fun during our assembly.
Sounds like an awesome time. Well, tell me about the Sheep Project.
So, unfortunately, it's not part of our FFA anymore.
Oh.
We actually almost lost it last year when our previous ag teacher retired. But now our music teacher is now our advisor for that, Mrs. Klump. And us students have been working hard keeping the lambs in check, milking every morning and evening. Fortunately, we do need some more help. But other than that, it's going pretty good. We are doing some testing so that we can get relicensed and start pasteurizing for our gelato. We have started making our sheep soap, but we do need a few more supplies for that. So we're starting to get into the flow again.
Okay. So tell me about the sheep soap then. Do you actually make that at the school?
Yes, we do. Actually, Aiden Durst actually recently learned how to make some soap as well. So pretty much, don't quote me on this, but I think it's 13 ounces of milk we use per batch. And so we freeze up the milk, and then we use lye. We mix the lye into the milk. And then we take it. At the moment, we're making it in the library, because that's really where we can at the moment. But we've been teaching other students like Aiden Durst and Owen how to make some soap as well. And once we get more supplies, we'll be making a bunch.
How do you determine the shifts and who's going to be milking or not? I mean, it's hard enough when you're on the farm to figure out who's going to be there.
So at the moment, we're trying to get people to sign up on a little calendar outside our music door. But it's kind of going with the flow, trying to get more volunteers at the moment. We do have this one family who volunteers mainly in the evenings, but we do need to try to get more morning milkers, because once we start pasteurizing, like for example, me and our other officer, Gabby Boleyn, who fortunately isn't here today, have our pasteurization license. And so once we start pasteurizing, we can't be in the barn in the morning, so we don't track anything into our dairy plant. So we definitely need more volunteers in the morning for that as well.
I had no idea it was that involved. What do you have to do to get your pasteurizing, your license?
So I don't know if they do the online classes anymore, but last year, Gabby Boleyn, I, and another member of FFA, Caleb Jensen, we took the online classes, and then once all three of us were done with that, we went to Madison to take our test, and as long as we got 80% over, we passed and we got our license right then and there.
Wonderful. So this sets you up for possibly a career down the road. Have you thought about what that might be?
I have had thoughts about maybe getting in the dairy industry. I've definitely learned quite a bit through it, and I definitely appreciate learning about it too. It's been a fun experience with the lambs and everything, and learning how to take care of sheep. It's actually one of the main reasons I started going to Weston.
Wonderful. How many lambs do you have there at the school?
I think at the moment we have 16, and we still need 3 more ewes to lamb at the moment. They're getting close, though, so hopefully they'll lamb soon.
You've had good weather for everything, haven't you?
Yeah. It's usually during the stormy days that they start lambing. There's 1 week they just kept coming.
That's the law of averages, I think, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Good. Well, wonderful to have you here. We'll come back to you, but let's slide it over now. We have John Meyer, who is here as well as vice president. Good morning, John.
Morning.
Good to have you in here with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And you're the VP.
Yep.
So what does your job entail with the FFA?
So pretty much what I do is I'm the second say for the president. And if the president isn't there, I pretty much run the meetings if anyone needs help or just kind of do what a president would, but at a lower level.
Have you been in FFA your old high school time then?
Yep. Last year I was the reporter. My freshman year I was.
Mm-hmm. Did it take much convincing to join the FFA? Did somebody have to talk you into it, or is it something you always wanted to do?
Well, I was 8th grade. I started in FFA, and I always thought it was kind of a fun program to be in. So once I hit my freshman year of high school, I thought I could be an officer and be more involved in it.
Did you drive a tractor this morning?
Yeah, this morning I did.
What kind of tractor did you drive?
I brought our 4320 John Deere.
All right. So you had a cab?
No.
You didn't have a cab?
No cab.
Oh, wow, it was probably kind of cool out there.
Dress warm, big coat, and gloves.
Oh, that's awesome. How many brought tractors today?
I think there was 3 kids that brought tractors today.
Yeah, that's kind of, I've noticed other FFAs doing that too, so that's a lot of fun. So what are some other things you're involved with FFA? Have you done any contests or anything like that?
Yeah, there's a few contests that we go to. We can go to dairy judging at some, like, we went to the Dairy Expo in October, and we didn't do it this year, but last year we went, they have an FFA day where they have a bunch of FFA kids come there, and they bring in cattle that are being showed at the Dairy Expo, and all the kids can judge them, and then they have an actual judge put their places, and whoever's kid is the closest to the judge gets a ribbon for it. And the year I did it, I actually placed 2nd place out of, I think, 200 kids.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
So are you involved in any of the sheep milking or any of those projects?
Last year I was. I haven't done much this year, but I was quite involved last year with it.
What are some other things you're involved in at Weston Schools other than FFA?
Not much, really.
Any other clubs or anything?
Just a lot of FFA.
And studying.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. And certainly this is a special week for the different days and anything. Do you have a favorite day during the week?
I'll probably drive your tractor to school day. Okay. That's probably one of my favorite days, because then you spend the beginning of the week getting all ready, polishing and washing to bring them to school.
All right. So you got it all ship-shined up there and ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Good to have you in here, John.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. John Meyer joining us. Let's move over to Sentinel, Kylie Jensen. Kylie, good morning. How are you? Good to have you in here with us today.
You too.
Yeah. So tell me what a Sentinel does.
I help the president in maintaining order.
Is that a tough job?
Yeah, not really.
I would think that they're pretty well behaved, right?
Yeah.
So what are some other things you're involved in with the FFA chapter?
I do dairy judging with Johnny and all that. Uh-huh. My sister helps with the dairy project.
Tell me about the dairy project then. What does that involve?
I don't do very much with that. It's all my sister and Brianna.
Okay. But tell me about the judging then.
Well, last year I got, I think, 7th at the CDE in Platteville. 7th place around there. I got the dairy farming award last year at the banquet.
Good for you. That's awesome. So you're a senior. Have you been involved in FFA for all 4 years of high school?
I have, but I've only been an officer for 2 years.
And it's fun being an officer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those blue jackets seem to open some doors. People know you're coming then. So any other special things that you really are fond of this week that you do in terms of special things at the school?
I like the games that we play at the end of the week.
They sound like some fun ones. Yeah. So any game in particular you're looking forward to?
Probably the hay bale toss.
Hay bale toss, wow. Are they all the same size bales, or how does that work? They're not round bales.
No.
Well, you wouldn't toss those very far. What are some other things you're involved in at Weston Schools?
I play softball.
Wonderful.
And that's about it.
Probably getting ready, as nice as the weather has been.
Yeah.
You're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. What about next year? Have you thought about what you'd like to be doing next year?
Yeah, I want to go to Southwest Tech for welding.
Great. Good deal. So have you had some experience at Weston Schools?
Yeah.
With welding? Mr. Niemeyer,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. So you like that? You take a lot of his classes?
I do.
Okay. Is that the favorite class, welding?
Yeah.
Great. Well, good to have you in here today.
Me too.
Thanks for joining us. And then let's go to Aiden next. Aiden Durst is here. Aiden, did you drive a tractor to school today?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Okay. A little bit chilly out there maybe for yeah. today, right? So what is the position you have with
I'm the reporter, so I take pictures when we're at any events, and then I post the pictures on Facebook.
So maybe you're a future radio announcer. Who knows? You know, you're doing some behind the scenes stuff there.
Yeah.
So, and what grade are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay. And you work a little bit with the sheep project, is
yep.
that correct? Okay. Well, tell me about what your duties are then.
For the reporter. Sheep. Oh, for the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
I help feed the sheep. I haven't milked them yet.
Okay.
I make soap too.
Okay, so yeah. you have to feed them. You're the man that does it all the time then, are you?
Not really.
Okay.
Sometimes, but...
You take a shift then, in other
yep.
words. So tell me about the soap. Tell me about how that process goes, because that's fascinating
it's
stuff.
It's pretty easy.
Is it?
I thought it was going to be pretty hard, but it's okay. pretty easy.
Okay, so yeah. So you have a recipe that you follow?
Yeah, yep.
And what goes into it? I mean, some of the ingredients, because I think it was mentioned that you
not really sure.
Oh, okay.
Like, about all the ingredients, but
you just
Brianna would know.
Okay,
she would know more.
You're just kind of the apprentice, then. In other words,
pretty much.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yep.
And then, who's involved with the gelato? Do you get involved
no.
in that?
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
No.
Do you eat it though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good.
That's probably the most fun part of the whole situation then, isn't it? So, are you involved in some other things at Weston Schools?
Yeah, baseball.
That'll be starting soon.
Yep.
Yeah, and Weston really had a good run in the baseball tournament last year. So,
yeah, we did.
Yeah, see how it goes this year. That'll be starting soon. So you have that to look forward to then. What does FFA mean to you? Like, what are, you know, if somebody maybe that isn't in the group... Wanted to be an FFA, what would you tell them to do, Aiden?
FFA is pretty fun. There's all kinds of, like, events that you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun like that.
Have you been involved in any contests this year or anything like that?
No. Okay. I went to Nationals.
Okay. And how was that?
It was pretty fun. First time.
What do you think was the most fun, the whole National visit?
Probably, like, the different booths, colleges. Just all over the U.S.
Did you see any music concerts?
No.
Because there were some there.
There were some, but we couldn't go to it. The website crashed or whatever.
Was that right? Okay. Sometimes those tickets are kind of hot and hard
yeah.
to get, aren't they? So, good. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate
yep.
it, Aiden. You bet. And now let's go to the Prez over in the corner. We've kept her silent much too long. Sophie Perkins is here, but good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Phil.
Good to have you in here.
Thank you.
So have you been a member of FFA all of your years of high school?
Yes, but I was more active in the classroom. This is my first year being an officer.
Oh, okay. So has it been an enjoyable year for you then?
Yes, definitely.
Good. What are some things that you, as president, wanted to incorporate, and have you had a chance to maybe do that?
I help run the meetings along with Miss Bailey. She does most of the talking, but then Kylie also helps keep order with me. Sometimes I'll write down some things with Brianna, but I'm kind of a deciding factor when we write things down and all that, but it's more of a group effort.
Boy, Weston FFA, you know, you really, and the whole ag department, you've got a lot more things to offer than some schools do. I mean, there's a lot of things to keep track of, aren't there?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, and the whole sheep project, again, you're looking for some help in that way?
Yes, definitely. I don't do much work. I'm trying to, but it sometimes just doesn't work out with my schedule. I am the kind of secretary for the sheep project. I help keep inventory of the soap that we used to have, or that we have, and I write out letters. I wrote out a letter going to all of the middle school students about what goes on in the sheep project and about possibly getting their pasteurizing license, because we only have the three having their pasteurizing license this year.
That is such a much more involved thing than I thought. So you really have to be pretty strict. You have to have just the certain people that can do the pasteurizing then.
Yes, very much.
Huh. So it's a great learning opportunity, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What about next year? Have you thought about what you'd like to be doing after your school days are done at Weston?
Yes, I will be going in the fall to University of Minnesota, Crookston, in their equine science program.
Oh, wonderful. Good for you. So definitely you know where you're going and where you're headed then. So.
Yes.
Yeah. And what will you take from what you've learned at Weston and FFA into the future?
I think it's really helped me set a good base for going into the agricultural field. I don't really know what else to say about that.
Uh-huh. That's good. So you're moving on. And it's amazing to me because when I was in FFA, there weren't that many women involved. Now it's, especially if you go to the nationals, they're almost a lot of times more women than guys, right?
Yes.
So that's amazing. Are you involved in some other things at Weston Schools outside of FFA?
Yes. I am also in NHS, the National Honor Society. We are doing a tie blanket project. We're going down to Madison to deliver the tie blankets to Ronald McDonald House in March, I think March 6th.
Wow, okay. So did you actually make the blankets then?
Yes. All of the members had 4 blankets that we needed to make. I've got 2 done so far. All the other ones have the rest. I just need to finish tying up the last 2.
Good for you. That's an awesome project. So that's one of those that's got to be really rewarding, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Good. We'll come back and talk more with the Weston FFA members here as we celebrate National FFA Week on The Morning Show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all. But not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Weston FFA is in the studio with us today on WRCO, all adorned in blue and the classic jackets. Good to see them here today. Weston, very, very active FFA roles, and their advisor is Sadie Bailey. Sadie, you have a good group here with you today.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and lots of things going on this week. Anything else you'd like to talk about as far as the special days?
Yeah, so this week we're trying to incorporate one activity each day of the week to have something for the students, get everybody excited about FFA and what we have going on. So on Monday, the officers here, they welcomed all the students to school, got them excited about FFA week, handed out some candy. Yesterday, we had a Weston alumni come speak to the large animal science class. Today is Drive Your Tractor to School Day. Tomorrow is our petting zoo, and Friday is our FFA Olympics.
Does Weston have a good FFA alumni that come back and contribute to the school?
Yeah, we're trying to get more alumni to get excited about what we have going on, but we do have a really good group of people that are supporting us.
So the school year goes by pretty quickly. I mean, we're already looking at the last, quarter and a half or whatever it is?
Yes, things are flying by. Just this week, we have FFA week. In March, we have our career development events taking place at UW-Platteville. Hopefully, we will advance on then to our state competition. And then we also have our greenhouse plant sale, pancake breakfast, and then that brings us to our FFA banquet.
Okay. Yeah. And something all the time. Career development, let's talk a little bit about that. So are most of your FFA members involved in that competition then?
Yeah. So this year, one of our goals actually is to get more students involved in career development events. But what it is a series of different competitions that are supposed to prepare students for skills that will help them in their future careers.
Okay. So each one has their own area of expertise when they go there then?
Yes. Yep. There are different groups that we're going to put together in the different areas, and hopefully we will do well.
Dress-up day is going on this week as well. I think we talked a little bit about that, but certainly that's a fun part of it too, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. We've had a different dress-up day each week. Monday was pajama day. Tuesday was camo blaze orange day. Today is favorite truck tractor. Tomorrow is America. And then Friday is blue and gold.
Oh, okay. Some good days there, no
yes.
doubt. Sounds like a lot of fun. Let's talk to Brianna as well. Brianna, we wanted to kind of quiz you a little bit more about the whole sheep project and
yes.
talk about that process and how that works for us.
Okay, so what do you want to know about it?
Well, in terms of, okay, so you've got the sheep and lambs there. You have, how many times a day do you milk them?
We milk our ewes twice a day. We get up there about 6 o'clock in the morning to do the first milking. Usually in the morning they have a little more milk because there's a little more time for their udders to rest and reproduce. And then in the evenings we usually get at it right after school. We start getting set up and usually start milking around 4 o'clock. There's a little less milk because they have less time to resettle. But other than that, it goes pretty good. We are currently, like I said before, retesting them. We're testing them to make sure that there is no mastitis in their udders, because the mastitis actually raises their cell counts, and our cell count is technically supposed to be under 600,000 for us to get relicensed and start making gelato again. Currently, last I checked, it was about 700,000. So we're getting there. We just need to make sure we catch the culprit for whoever is raising that cell count.
So do you have to have a bulk tank there at Weston too, or where do you store the milk at?
So at the moment, we're giving the milk to the lambs who are still needing grow fast. But usually we just take our morning milk, and our milk caller, Miss Bailey or Mrs. Klump, will take it up to our dairy plant and through a tube, because we can't take the bucket in because of all the contamination that can happen. Through a tube, we get the milk into the dairy plant, and we usually make the gelato that very day, or if there's no time, we keep it in the fridge until we can.
So if you were not making gelato, would you have to be that careful with the milk or not?
We would either give it to the lambs if they're still drinking milk, or we would just store some for soap, and then whatever we don't use, we would usually dump. Because any days we don't make gelato, there's really no use for it except for soap.
Okay. Boy, it's quite a process. I had no idea. So, and then do you actually sell some of the products then to kind of go back into the program?
Yes, we do. It's a self-efficient program. And so we would sell stuff at like the craft fair that is coming up this next month in March. And then we would sell it throughout to other students. And then in some other businesses like Car Valley, where I work, we take some of the soap there and we ask for donations in exchange for a bar of soap.
Oh, okay. So you work outside the school? Is that part of a work-to-school thing where you work at Car Valley? Or?
It's just kind of like my individual job, just to kind of help support my SAE that I have back at home.
Okay. That keeps you busy.
It does.
Boy, finding the time to do everything. Johnny, we got to ask you about the petting zoo that's coming up here. I bet you the kids will love that.
Oh, yeah. Last year, we actually had a petting zoo, too, and we have a bunch of middle school and elementary kids, and they seem to really enjoy that a lot. But this year, we're having it tomorrow. And so usually we have a few calves and goats. I know we're having guinea pigs and a turtle come, a few bunnies, quite a variety of animals, though.
Not just farm animals, then?
No. Nope.
Yeah. So where do you find a turtle?
One of the FFA alumni are actually bringing one of their pet turtles.
Oh, a pet turtle. Okay. Yeah. So I didn't know if you went down to Lee Lake and picked them up or what
No.
you did. So the students can come in and spend some time with the animals then.
Yep.
Ah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Do you have any other animals at Weston other than, on a regular basis, other than your sheep and your goats?
Not currently this year, but I know last year we had a few chickens. They say have a chicken coop there, and they all the chickens, they get the eggs from them, and they can sell them back and make a little money off of the eggs from the chickens. And I know one other year also, they brought a calf and raised it and then sold the calf also.
Great life lessons, aren't there?
Yeah.
Sure. Good. Well, thanks for sharing with that. We appreciate that, Johnny. We also wanted to talk about your SAE experiences. Maybe you could kind of start with that.
Yep. So SAE is a supervised agricultural experience. And so pretty much it's something that the FFA student can, it's kind of like a project for them that they can work at, but also have their supervisor help them along the way. So, like, my SAE is me and my cousins went into a partnership, and we bought 17 feeder steers from a buyer or from a dealer. And so when we bought them, they're around 500 pounds. So now we raised them up to around 14 to 1,600 pounds. Then we'd sell them at the sales barn for as fat cattle.
Great experience.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's all about, life experiences.
Yep. And then you can make a little cash off your experience while you're working at it also.
Sure. Then you can buy some gelato or whatever.
Got
some money for it. I guess we didn't ask you, Brianna, about your experience.
So my SAE is Lionhead Show Rabbits, or Pet Rabbits at the moment. And so what I do is I have my lionheads. They are an outside cage. And when the time comes, I breed them and raise bunnies. And depending on what color they come out as, they can either be really good show quality, which I can sell for a good amount, to showers who will then show them later into some shows. Or if they come out a certain color or their fur isn't quite white, then I'll sell them as pet quality and find good homes for them where they will make a kid happy.
That's wonderful. So, like, for instance, maybe a 4-H project, somebody can get one of your rabbits and mm-hmm. take that to the fairs or whatever?
Yes. It does depend on genetics, too. Like, for example, at the moment, I have mainly Viennas, which is a kind of rabbit that has, like, the white markings in their fur. And so those aren't considered show quality quite yet. So when a Vienna rabbit has her babies, they can either come out a pure color but still have the Vienna lines in them, or they can come out with the Vienna marks on them. And so it all depends on how they come out and how the genes work.
What's the most desirable?
For Vienna, the most desirable would probably be the ones without the marks. However, Vienna isn't quite popular because they can still come out later in the non-marked babies. But I think the most desirable at the moment would be Tort. I don't know quite how to describe it, but I do know a lot of people are looking for Tort rabbits lately.
Okay, so see you if you're interested, right?
Yes.
Let's move over to the other side of the room again. Kylie, your experiences with the SAE.
For my SAE, I work, ever since I was 10, I worked on multiple dairy farms. So I've been getting experience at each dairy farm. And just because I wanted to start one, but it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. You want to start a dairy farm?
It was a thought, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, there's still time. You're still young, right? Yeah. A lot of work would be involved, though, mm-hmm. wouldn't it? So you hope to maybe work in the agriculture field someday then?
Yeah.
Good. Well, good luck with that. How about Aiden over there? What about your SAE?
I show pigs at the Richland County Fair. Been doing it since I was 10.
And how's that been going for you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, pigs are a lot of work. Yeah. But well worth it then.
Yeah.
So good. And you wanted to also talk a little bit more about Nationals. What can you tell us about your experience at FFA Nationals?
It was my first time going to Nationals. There was about like 70,000 people there. And there's a lot of people. It was crowded. But I met a few new friends.
Did you?
When I was there, yep.
Among all that crowd, you were able to some network a little bit. Then.
We were in the same hotel room. Because we have 4 people in there.
Oh, I see. So you're able to network that way. But that's the kind of thing about FFA is you make a lot of friends outside the school districts, don't you? Sure. So in terms of that, you want to probably go back to Nationals someday then.
Yeah, I'd say.
Now that you're an experienced man there about that. No, that's.
I was a little nervous at first, but.
I bet. So that's like the size of another city.
Indiana.
When you're going there. Sure. All right. And last but not least, how about your SAE experiences there, Sophie?
My SAE is Equine Nutrition Management and Training.
Okay. Tell us what that is about.
I bought a horse back in April of 2023 from a kill pen site, and he came to me very, very underweight. I'm thinking about like 750 to 850 pounds, and I brought him in. He looked absolutely terrible. He had some lice, too, because at the big sale barns, you don't know what's there. So he got some lice, but we got that taken care of. He had a fever of 101.4. And it took me about 10 months to get him back up to weight. And now I'm just working on building his muscle back. The place that I bought him from, they do a really good job at getting these horses forever homes. But I recently found out that they actually drug some of their horses just a little if the jockeys can't stay on them in the videos. And he was rode in the video, but I've tried to ride him just bareback a few times. I'd get about 0.2 seconds on him, and the rest is in the air. So
so you're working on that. How long have you had the horse then, you said?
It'll be a year in April, so I'm thinking around 10 to 11 months I've had him.
So it's been quite a process to nurse him back to health then.
Yes, very much. He also has about 3 or 4 teeth that need to get pulled. They're starting to, not like decay in his mouth, but they just kind of turn a different color. And then his breath smells really bad, like worse than coffee breath in the morning.
So you're working on that to freshen his breath a little bit too.
Yes. He also has something called the club hoof, which it just means that the hoof grows straight down instead of out. And he might have, when he was little, like pulled tendons or something in there to stunt the growth of his hoof. So it's been kind of a struggle because I don't want to work him too hard where his foot hurts or his leg hurts, but I want him to be happy and healthy. So it's kind of a hard, like, I don't want to push it, but I want to push it so that he gets to where he wants to be. But
what a good learning experience for you.
Yes, very much.
And your goal is to possibly ride him someday?
Possibly, yes. So I'm going to be going to school, as I said, for equine science. I'm hoping to have my own business in horse breeding and possibly doing some performance horse training. So for like rodeos, barrel racing, pole bending, or reining, which is the horse runs and then slides and then they spin in a circle really fast.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. A horse whisperer then maybe someday, right?
Hopefully, yes.
Someday. Well, great. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
You've all been great. Yes. Sadie, must be fun going to work in the morning.
It is very fun with this group of kids. Definitely something that I enjoy.
Anything else you'd like to add about the week or anything?
Yeah, I think we're all just looking forward to everything that we have planned for the rest of the week. We have lots of activities planned, and we're looking forward to it.
Keep us posted so we can kind of promote some of your events. You mentioned the greenhouse. That'll be open before too long.
Absolutely. Yep, we're getting things ready. Plants are growing, and hopefully before too long we'll be ready to sell them.
Did I see that you had an emblem hidden in the school or emblems for people to find?
We do. We have little FFA emblems that are hidden around the school. I go out and hide them each morning, and the students then find them and return them to the egg room for a treat.
Oh, so okay. So you're the gatekeeper of the treats and everything. So you know where they're all hidden. Are they finding them all, or are they kind of missing some?
Yeah, I actually had to put a limit on how many students could find, because they would run around the school in the morning, gather them all up, and then come to me for a pile of candy. So there is a limit now.
What a great activity. Well, you've all been wonderful guests. Thanks for making the trip here today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Getting you out of chemistry class and all the other fun things you were doing this morning at Weston. So thank you very much. Weston members of the FFA, and they include Brianna Clark, John Meyer, Kylie Jensen, Aiden Durst, and Sophie Perkins, and their advisor, Sadie Bailey. Coming up, Joanne talks to Christy Latica about the Lee Lake Polar Plunge. Anybody going to be involved in that? Going to jump in the water this weekend? No. Okay. No, I don't blame you. Although it's better than it usually is this time of year, but that subject is coming up when the morning show continues.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
A memorable and meaningful service that celebrates your life or the life of your loved one is our highest priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge. We work hard every day to make sure your final wishes are carried out just as you desire. It helps us celebrate lives and heal grieving hearts. It's been that way since our founding in 1889. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
We are here today with Chrissy Latica, chair of the Lee Lake Polar Plunge, and hard to believe it's that time of year already, Christy, but it should be a bit warmer for the jumpers this year.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be good weather.
So how are things going for your planning? How is Lee Lake? I know they had the fishing there last week, and I was told there was some ice. Is there much ice left?
There is some ice left. I think we'll be able to jump from the ice, but obviously no truck on the ice this year to announce. We'll have to have that from shore, but I think there'll be enough for the jumpers to go off the ice.
Do you think the water will be a little warmer for them?
I hope so, because I'm jumping this year.
Oh, well, you know, people have been talking that if you're going to start doing a polar plunge, this is the year to do it.
Oh, good. I picked a good year then.
So what if, you know, say I'm new to the area, how would you describe the Lee Lake Polar Plunge?
Oh, wow. Okay. So we started 24 years ago. This is our 24th year. And it started in honor of a friend who had passed away from cancer. So Terry Benning is actually the one that started it. And so the Polar Plunge, we have a live auction, a silent auction, a bake sale, a 50-50 raffle, and some table raffles. And then we also, of course, serve food and drink. And then after that, at 2 o'clock, we go down to the lake and we have something called bear hugs that you can purchase for $3. And those are in memory or in honor of someone who has suffered or passed from cancer. We read all those names down at the lake. And then we have a moment of silence for everyone. We do the national anthem and then we jump. All us crazy people jump in the water.
Now, the bear hugs are similar to like if you buy a luminary in honor of someone.
Absolutely. Yep. It's pretty much the same thing. And we actually can purchase those ahead of time and we display those at local businesses beforehand.
If I was interested in purchasing one, where could I go?
They're at Alibi's and Boston's Bar in Cazenovia and the gas station in Cazenovia. And they're at Turbo's in Hub City and at Pine River in Yuba.
Now, you mentioned this was done as a fundraiser to begin with. It is still a fundraiser, isn't it?
It is. We raise money for Grace here in town and also for the American Cancer Society.
You've been doing, you know, it's been growing in leaps and bounds, and you've been raising more and more money every year, haven't you?
Yes, we did. Last year, we raised just over $38,000, which was not even our best year. It was our third best year. But this year, we should go over the $500,000 mark with the money we raise for total.
For the 24 years.
Yep.
Well, that's an awesome, you know, stepping stone.
Oh, yeah. We're very excited about that.
So then how is you said it's for both for Grace and for the American Cancer Society. How is that divided up?
So if you're a jumper and you get pledges, you can delineate which you want it to be go for. You can put it toward the American Cancer Society, Grace, or you can split it between the two. And then after we take that out, the money that's left over, we divide 85% goes to Grace, 15% goes to the American Cancer Society.
And that was done because you have residents who some are in the Grace service area and some are in the American Cancer Society service area, isn't it?
That's correct, yes.
So then they just put that on there. Now, what if I want to donate something to the auction or to the silent raffles? How is that divided up?
So when we get donations, we just decide kind of what we think would bring the most money for us. And if you have a donation, which we are still taking, you can contact me at 608-393-2435. Or you can go on our Facebook page,
the Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge. And someone can come and pick it up for you, or you can drop it off at the local businesses in Cazenovia, the bank, Boston's Spa, or at the community center on Friday or Saturday morning.
Now, if I want to participate in the festivities, what time should I be there?
Well, that's a great question. So doors are going to open around 10 o'clock this year. We'll have the bake sale, the silent auction, and the Chinese raffle going at that time. Food and drink, of course, will be available then. And then the live auction starts at 11:30, and you don't want to miss that. It's always a great time. And then the plunge at the lake is at 2 o'clock.
Okay, so the plunge is at the lake, but you said the doors will open. Is that at the community center?
Yes, the Cazenovia Community Center, which used to be the old school there by the park.
That works out very well for you, doesn't it?
It does. We have not always been at that building, but we outgrew our previous spots down by the lake. So when this came available, we kind of jumped on it. It works out really well for our needs.
So you said you're jumping. Do you have any idea how many people are jumping this year?
Well, I think we're going to have more jumpers this year.
See, I told you it's because the weather's warmer.
Yeah. I've gotten contacted by quite a few people who sound interested. And I actually got a group of girls together from my job at Hillsborough Hospital that are going to jump this year. And I'm jumping for the first time. So I think we're going to have some more jumpers this year, which is exciting because that's really what people come to watch.
Now, if someone is nervous about jumping for the first time, you do have EMTs there and that can help out.
Yes. So we have EMTs on standby, and we also have the fire department there. We have two members of the fire department that are actually in the water and two men out on the tie rope. So if you do need a little help, we got it right there for you. No need to worry.
And then you even have, if I remember right, like a warming house to go into afterwards, don't you?
Yeah, we have two warming houses, one for men and one for women. And it's right there close to the shore. So you pretty much can run out of the cold water and into some warm air.
Well, is there anything, Christy, that I haven't asked you about that you want to make sure the listeners know about the Polar Plunge?
I just think if you're going to jump this year, make sure you register at the community center before the jump. And then if you want to donate a baked good, we're accepting those on Friday and Saturday. Also, anyone who wants to volunteer to help in the future, please get a hold of me. We're always looking for volunteers to help out. And I just think, come on out and have a great day. And, you know, I'd like to do a shout out to Cazenovia for a small town raising so much money for such a great cause, you know, really speaks to the community. So I want to thank them.
Now, if you want to jump, are there sponsor sheets available somewhere?
Yeah, so you can get those at all those previous businesses that I mentioned that have the luminaries, and also off the Facebook page. And I can also email you one if you contact me.
All right, and what is your email?
It's krissylad77@gmail.com.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, you take care.
You too.
You're only as old as you feel is a cliche about aging that may actually bear some truth. Hi, this is Tracy from Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercising can improve your overall health by boosting your energy, improving your mood, and lowering your stress. Simon's Recreation Complex has many older adult members that prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And membership doesn't need to be a strain on your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted membership to Simon's Recreation Complex through programs such as Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs are designed for all fitness levels and abilities and include access to over 20 water and land exercise classes offered weekly, along with access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether in a class or working out by yourself, improved fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to learn more about programs and why many of our adult users refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Call 608-647-8522 or visit us at simonsrec.com.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reesburg.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance. Pay